Look out!
Kirshen turned in time to see a brown-haired man careening toward him, arms pinwheeling to keep himself upright. There was no time to react. The man crashed into him, and both went down. Kirshen's satchel of vegetables spilled all over the road, and greedy townspeople snatched them up. Kirshen groused.
What's the big idea?
I'm so sorry, the man said, untangling himself and rising to his feet. He reached a hand down and helped Kirshen up. Here, I'll help you get back your stuff. He scurried around, grabbing the vegetables that hadn't been taken yet. He tucked them into Kirshen's satchel. Well, it's not all of them, but at least I got some back for you. He held out a hand. I'm Rosh. Kirshen rubbed his side, working out a pang from the fall. He should be mad, but he found he was more curious than anything. He returned the gesture, noting Rosh's jawline that led to an easy smile. His vibrant blue eyes weren't unlike his own. He had dark brown hair, cut short and brushed backward, begging for fingers to run through it. His chin was crooked, lifting slightly on one side. The imperfection made him more beautiful, not less.
I'm Kirshen.
Rosh grinned. Kirshen, sorry we met like this, but I have to say, part of me isn't sorry at all. You're the best-looking guy here. Color rose to Kirshen's cheeks.
Okay, so you've got spunk, but can you dance?
Dance? Rosh laughed. Well, I think I have the ability to dance, but I'm not really into the dance scene. Are you? Kirshen bit his lip.
Well, no. I'm not even sure why I asked that. Say, what happened to you that you came crashing into me?
Oh, that? You could say I was pushed by someone trying to pick up your vegetables. His eyes narrowed.
They didn't spill until after you hit me.
It was Rosh's turn to blush. Well, you caught me. I wanted to meet you, and I wanted it to be unforgettable. Forgive me? He rubbed his arm. There would be a bruise there for certain. To think it had been an intentional crash. But he didn't think Rosh meant to hurt him. There was little harm in letting the incident go. He waited too long to respond. So you don't forgive me? I guess maybe I should be on my way.
No, wait. He fumbled through his satchel. Maybe you'd like a tomato.
Rosh snorted. A tomato? He didn't know what he was saying.
Well, it's not damaged.
And here I should be offering you something. After all, I ruined some of your stuff. Let's see. He patted himself down and reached into a pocket. I have some coppers.
Keep it.
Kirshen held out the tomato, and Rosh eventually took it. Well, the least I can do for your kindness is help you out. The two of us working together, we could rake in the coins. I'll take on the veggies and you get the rest. Kirshen grabbed for his satchel.
I'm not handing this over to you.
That's not what I meant. You'll see. He flashed a smile and Kirshen filled with warmth. It was too much warmth, he noted, but he pushed the thought aside. Rosh took two steps away, adding his voice to the calls of the vendors. It wouldn't work, Kirshen thought. There were too many others to compete against. He needed more tact. But as he watched Rosh in action, his heart fluttered. The man moved with the grace of a dancer. Maybe his awkward question wasn't so far from the mark. It didn't take long for Rosh to draw in customers. Kirshen worked the sales, successful each time but one. It was better than he could have expected. What was Rosh saying to them? It didn't matter right then. He could ask later, if there was a later. How was I? Rosh asked as Kirshen's supply dwindled. You're amazing. Am I now? Kirshen chuckled.